then ancestry research would be easy and a lot more reliable.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
But we follow the father's line, and we don't even know when the Iceman showed up, or you know, when a farmhand got involved, or something like mm-hmm. that. We don't mm-hmm. really know. So
that's interesting. Wow. Now, a lot of these questions are really pronunciation questions, or just I'm trying to find what word you would say for something. So okay. A lot of this is like $25,000 pyramid, where I just try to trick you into saying some word.
Oh, all right. You don't want to give me the word. You want me to guess it.
Right.
All right.
Parents bring up their children, or you could also say instead of bring up, they...
Raise or rear. I think we heard a lot of rearing in my family.
Which one do you think is you would use?
I'd use raise.
Okay. And if you look like your mother or father, how would you say that?
Oh, boy. They always say, I have my mother's eyes, or I have my dad's nose, or mm-hmm. There's got to be a good word for it. That's not mirror. Gosh, Anne Marie, there's a word there that just doesn't come to me. When you get old, you forget things. But let's see. I may think of it before the day.
There's a lot of interesting words too, and I can't remember exactly what some of them are, but especially in terms of like a boy looking like his father.
Well, he's a dead ringer.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Would you say
he looks like?
Yeah, sure, it looks like. I'm trying to think of a single word that's...
Well, there's the word resemble, but...
Resemble is good, yeah. I would use that. Yeah.
Which one do you think you'd use first? Looks like?
Looks like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, hear me saying yeah.
Uh-huh. of course, I'm going to say yeah, too, so...
yes, yeah, he looks like his father. That's the most common I can think of. It's not mm-hmm. a single word. Like, resemble is a more elegant word.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But looks like is what I would say.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let's see. If you hurt yourself really bad, you have to go to the...
hospital.
Mm-hmm. And if a woman doesn't want to have a baby in a hospital, but she wants to stay at home, she usually gets another woman to help her have the baby, and that's called a...
midwife.
Right.
Okay.
Have you ever heard any other terms for that?
I don't believe I have. I might have read one or two, but as far as hearing them, you know...
Did you ever hear of, like, granny woman?
Not really. Not really.
Okay.
That's something out of Scarlett O'Hara, maybe.
Well, it might be from Utah and Colorado.
Oh. You know... Even though Jimmy Carter was the first president that was born in a hospital, my knowledge of birth is in a hospital. I don't go back that far to where people had had their babies at home.
Well, and you know, the funny thing is, when I ask this question, I say, if the woman wants to have the baby at home, who comes to help with the birth? And they say, the doctor. Because that's what it was. So we had doctors that came out and helped with the birth, and we didn't have midwives.
Yeah. Well, of course, I wasn't born here, but I have a young brother who was.
Mm-hmm.
I have a kid brother, as I call him. He's a president's age now, but he's always been a kid brother. And he was born when I was, 12. And my dad took my mother down to Hotel Dew to have him delivered, and there was no question about any
mm-hmm.
other method.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now the illegals, they try to have them in the back of a taxi cab, so they can be born in the United States.
Well, I think they make it to the hospital a lot of the time, too.
Yeah, to Thomason. Are you a native
best.
Of these parts? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I grew up here.
And did you?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to school at, high school, Coronado.
Coronado?
Mm-hmm.